Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight, I have a special guest with me, Melissa Clampett. She's a freedom lifestyle coach, a social marketer with Modere, and she also manages the Director of Luz chapter for the Polka Dot Powerhouse. So Melissa lives near the beach, which we're getting warmed up for.
Yes.
She has three boys, and she is married to her soulmate for 16 years. She spends her days helping women love their bodies, shift their beliefs, and build their bank accounts. Boy, that's all in one. I want to look good. I want to have some money in my pocket to feel right. So she is passionate about life and living each day to its fullest. And, you know, that's one of our genres here on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. You have to live to your fullest.
Absolutely.
When she isn't helping and inspiring working with women, she's usually cheering her boys, whether it's at the basketball court or the baseball field. Melissa, listen at this. I love this. Melissa is a multidimensional businesswoman. She and her husband, Mike, have owned a Cajun Creole restaurant, Po' Boys Creole Restaurant, for the last 7 years. She is managing director of an international connection group called the Polka Dot Powerhouse. In this group, she supports women in creating lifelong relationships. Melissa is passionate about helping people look, feel, and move incredible in their bodies and replace household items with non-toxic alternatives. So, audience, let's give a round of applause for Melissa Clampett. Hey, Melissa.
Hello, Michelle. I'm
How
so happy to be here with you.
And thank you for taking out the time for being with me today. I really do appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much for that.
Go ahead.
So can you tell the audience, what is your why? Because, you know, we listen at your bio. How do you find time to do all of this?
Oh, my. Well, I feel like that's two separate questions right there, girl. My why, ever since I have become a mom, so I used to be a school teacher. And when I was pregnant with my 14-year-old, I had a yearning to be a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to be able to work from home and take care of my kids. I didn't see the point in going to school and helping, you know, teach all these other kids when I was going to be giving my kids over to someone else. So my kids really have been my why since they were born. I really want to show them that no matter what they put their mind to, the hard work that they put into it, they can accomplish whatever they want. And don't let other people tell you that your dreams are silly and that you can't do it. You go out there, you give it your effort, you give it your best attitude, you don't worry about those other people, and you just go for it. And really, that has been everything that, you know, I do in all of my businesses, including, you know, the restaurant with my husband. You know, we want to show our kids that anything is possible. You can go out, you can build whatever dream you want, and it doesn't matter what anyone else says. So really, my kids are really my why.
And the family is important. That is the why. Family is important.
Yeah. So, and then how do I do all that? Like, so the second part, really, it is definitely a struggle. And for me personally, like, I do not believe in there is such a thing as balance. I really think that is a farce. And, you know, that people try to tell other people, oh, my gosh, to find the balance, there is no balance. So really, for me, it's setting boundaries. I think setting boundaries is super important. Being a good scheduler, so knowing when I'm going to be working on certain things and knowing that my family is still first. So knowing that, you know, I'm getting ready to go pick my kids up, it's like that my kids are always first. So making sure, like, my other things that I'm putting aren't putting them ahead of my children.
That's good. And you're so right. It's about setting the time and making it, you know, it is boundary. It is about a boundary. It all comes to boundary. It bases down. You know what you can do and you know how much you can handle. And that reaches into the next question. How did you reach your level to becoming this phenomenal freedom lifestyle coach and business director? Because, I, you know, you got two parts here. You know, you coaching.
Yeah.
And again, I love the fact that you say, I'm making people feel good, women especially, but I'm also learning how to put money in their bank account. So give me a little bit, the audience, a little background on that.
Yeah, so for me, you know, I like to call it a freedom lifestyle coach because really everything that I work on is all about lifestyle. You know, I everything from, you know, sleeping habits to your mindset to what you're putting into your body to moving your body to the people that you're hanging around with to your circles of influence. It really is encompassing every aspect of, I'm just going to say, a woman's life, because I mainly work with a lot of women, you know, to a woman's life and being able to put ourselves first, because so many times, especially for me after becoming a mom, I was not putting myself anywhere on my to-do list and I was last for the longest time. And so when I started putting myself first, making sure that I am performing daily practices, so getting up early and taking care of myself first so that I can then, you know, I have to fill my cup first before I can go help anyone else. That is really how I keep my mental state in check so that I can give to these women, give to people that I coach, help the women in Polka Dot Powerhouse, you know, find their truth, find their connections, find out how they want to collaborate with others, live their life on purpose. And really, that's really, I would say, the biggest things is really filling my cup first, putting myself first, getting up early, doing those daily habits like meditation, visualization, moving my body. I read 30 minutes every single day, you know, some form of personal development so that I know I am filling my cup before I can go and do all the things that I need to do. And again, like I said earlier, setting those boundaries. So knowing when to say no, knowing when to say yes, knowing really what is in alignment with myself. And if it doesn't feel in alignment, even though it might hurt someone else's feelings or it might not be okay with them, I have to know that I'm okay with that because it doesn't suit my values and who I want to be.
That's so right. Moving right into the next question. You know, you talk about with the women, this is the question for me as well. I think it's very collaborative. So when you're having a collaborative mindset, you have to have that collaborative mindset to make these connections. How do you agree with that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So say when we look at like Polka Dot Powerhouse, it's an international connection group. And so I love it because we are no drama. Like that is one of our mottos, no drama llama, because we know as women, we can bring drama. And then there is like no drama policy. It is all about collaboration that we do not have, you know, where it is like only one person that is a realtor could be in this group. No, because we know that you're going to connect and you're going to do business and you are going to collaborate with women that you have that connection with. It doesn't, you know, we don't want to just say you're the only one, so I guess I'm going to have to collaborate with you. We have that abundant mindset. And I believe that in everything in life, everything is abundant. So I agree that with my kids. I think that with everything that I do is there's an abundant mindset. And even if you're in the same business, like you can still collaborate together and create something amazing because there's more than enough clients and customers and women out there that are going to want to work with you because of your personality, because of the energy that you are putting out, your spin on what you have to say versus somebody else. And so I highly love collaboration and I truly believe in it because the more that we can collaborate together, then the more powerful we are.
Yeah, that is a powerful message right there for itself. Very powerful message.
Thank you.
So, you know, the next is you have several businesses and which one did you would say would be your first love?
I cannot, like, I thought about this, Michelle, and I was like, gosh, which is my first love? And honestly, like, I don't know. So, okay, I will tell you honestly, the restaurant is not my first love. That is my husband's, like, baby. That, I mean, he knows that. I'm like, that is all you. Like, I will support you. I will back you up. But, like, that is not my love. Like, it takes you away, right? You're only working.
Right.
So, but that is your love, your passion, and I support you. That is how that relationship works with my husband and I. Myself, I mean, my other two, you know, businesses and jobs, you know, those really are my loves. I knew ever since I was a little girl that I wanted to help people. I only thought, when I was a little girl, I saw nursing and teachers. I was like, I'm not going to be a nurse because I don't like blood. I'm going to be a teacher, right? So I was a teacher because that's how I knew to help people. And I loved it. And I still consider myself a teacher, 100%, because I'm still teaching and I'm educating and I'm helping, empower women, whether it's through, their mindset or non-toxic products, building an income, or it's through polka dots and connection and connecting women together. It's really all about empowering and inspiring women to really live that life abundantly. So I don't think I could pick just which one was my first love, because I really, I love to see women win. I just love to see women win, really.
Great, great. So, we're almost to the end. So
I know,
almost to the end. So for that lady, I know you're talking about, for that lady who is passionate, who's looking to put her passion into a business, can you give her just one word of encouragement regarding this?
Girl, you just got to bet on yourself. You cannot listen to, literally, that's it. Like that, when I left teaching my second time, I listened to a podcast and she literally said, I go to work for someone else and I work so hard. I knew I could bet on myself and I was not going to fail no matter what. And so I would just tell, that lady out there, you got to bet on yourself. You know, you're going to put in the work, you're going to put in the effort, you're going to put in that time because it's your dream and your passion. So you just have to go for it.
All right. So, Melissa, I'm sorry this has to end so quickly.
I know, girl.
So tell the audience where they can connect with you. And, I will be in Lewes for the Cajun restaurant. Yes, definitely. I love me some Cajun food. Yeah.
Awesome. No, I would love that. And I was thinking the easiest way to get in touch with me, and really, right now I would say on my Instagram account would probably be the easiest because I have my link tree on there, and that's going to give you all the different ways that you can connect with me for Modere, all the different ways that you can find me with Facebook and Instagram are on there. I have a calendar on there so you can schedule, a quick consult or connect with me. I've got polka dots on there. So really, if you look me up on Instagram as melissa.clampett, C-L-A-M-P-I-T-T, then you can go right to my bio and my link tree is right there. And then you will find all the ways that we can connect with each other.
All right, audience, you have heard it from there. You got to bet on yourself. You have to do that. I like that. I love that. So
awesome.
Thank you for tuning in. And tonight's episode has been sponsored by Kane Collective. Yes, Kane Collective, the mixer of all mixers. So until next week, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. Have a blessed week.